I thought JJ was awesome. I mean, you look at he scored two goals. He had two breakaways. He hit the post on one breakaway. He was dynamic all night for me. I thought, you know, a little worried about throwing him in, but we got a heck of a game on him.
Lindy Ruff, JJ Paterka, Bulldog, if you missed it earlier, check it out on the Odyssey app. Very critical of Paterka for scoring last night to make it 3-1. Just made it too easy. Took the goalie out, and after that, Pittsburgh had more success. He wasn't at Paterka almost for 4-1.
Yeah, that was off the post and then in between the goalie's legs, and it just settled there. And like that's about the best outcome you can hope for if you're the goalie in that scenario. Yeah, tough one. Yeah, he's
Ruff loves him.
He should. I think he's going to end up being their best player. And you know, he got derailed for a couple games here. I think there's so much there. He's very strong on the puck. He skates great, and his release, the shot, is just tremendous. I mean, they wrongly identified the goal, at least the commentators on TNT last night. I think if you were paying attention to the replay, you might have thought that went short side, but that was the one where he came breaking down the wing, the right wing, is offside. He put that far corner over the goalie's far outside shoulder, which from that spot, you usually see guys try the short side more from there. But he saw the opening and just buried it, unless my eyes were playing tricks on me, but I'm pretty sure that's where that shot went. He's just got a tremendous release, really. Sabres have no shortage of guys who can really shoot it. But Paterka is right up there with Thompson and Kulik for me, as far as like his shot goes.
I guess then if Quinn, as Paul is tweeting, is scratched tonight, then Kulik goes in.
I would expect that that's what would happen there. Yeah. And Quinn, boy, I saw Sneaky Joe from our morning show tweet something during the game last night that, like, Quinn keeps doing this thing where, you know, you're rushing full speed into the zone and you stop around, like, you know, halfway in, like around the hash marks or so, and like try to make a play. And he's been doing it frequently enough for Joe to make the observation, like, he keeps doing this. And Chad Diadminisis from Expected Buffalo chimed in, like, he can't skate right now. He just doesn't have it. And I don't know, like, I trust Chad. He knows some people that he could, like, feel authoritative about that. It makes sense. Like, he does sort of, you're seeing him do the same thing, like I just indicated. And maybe he just isn't all the way back from two pretty heavy-duty leg injuries last year. So that's tough. I mean, he had all summer to get ready, and they're counting on him. Like, you know, one of the things that they would tell you, I think, if you were to get in a conversation with them and criticize them for not replacing Skinner's money with a top six forward, you know, oh, Jack Quinn. I've got a healthy Jack Quinn that, you know, that's a 30-goal scorer. And I'm nodding. Yeah, I think that's right. I think he's got the hands. He's another guy that can really shoot it. But if he's not all the way there, and I don't know definitively that that's what's happening here, but no. It is pretty curious that these you know, fans are observing these things, media, like, what's going on there? And then the next night he's out of the lineup. That whole line needs some help because Cousins is Cousins is in the waves. I mean, he's just
a lot rides on him.
Yeah. That's a $7 million player.
And really, last year, the Sabres dipped, and he was one guy you'd point right at.
Big,
you know,
time.
Because the year before, he was so productive. And just like a complete player. And
it's just not happening. I mean, the giveaway last night on the 2-on-1 goal that probably should not have counted after the review, but whatever. The NHL. Whether the review would have worked or not, and the Sabres would have, you know, hung on to the two-goal lead there, the challenge would have worked. It was still a horrible giveaway. I mean, you're on a power play right inside the blue line. You have options there. Like, you don't have to try to just beat that guy. And he got beat, and it goes the other way, and it's in your net. I mean, it's a very bad look. And that's the kind of stuff that, like, can really build on a guy and, like, compound. Like, he's already, I think, like, missing the net on chances. And so there's probably a good amount of tension there for him. He's feeling the stress of not producing. And then you make a mistake like that that ends up in your net, shorthanded, no less. Oh, just tough. Just tough. Yeah, they need way more from him. Like, they need him to be one of their best players. And he's far from that right now. And that's really tough. So I don't know what the answer is there. But that line, he and Quinn, and it's been Benson mostly. But we'll see what I would guess that Kulik, we'll talk to Paul in about, 25 minutes here. I would guess Kulik just goes into Quinn's spot and Benson stays on the other wing with Cousins, but we'll see.
No points.
Right.
Must win tonight. Columbus.
Yeah. Must win. Must easy win.
And then Chicago. Oh, must win. Come on, Sabres.
And then you're 500. Sort of.
No, I will not stand for that. That is not 3-4 is not 500. I agree with you on that 17 games is horrendous in football. And what's 500? I mean, I agree with you. I agree with all that.
Yep.
It's an outrage that they play an odd number of games in a football season. But
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm not giving you 3-3-1 is 500. Not while I'm sitting here. Wait for me to call in sick someday, and then you can dance all over me on that one. Sabres and Blue Jackets pregame coming up in 20 minutes. The NFL game tonight is Denver at New Orleans. Oof. I kind of have liked Denver a little bit this year, but this is an all-time game for, okay, who is playing for these teams? If you follow the league pretty well, you have one fantasy team. You know, you just, you like to watch football, but you don't, your life does not revolve around it.
Right.
You're not subscribing to Amazon Prime just to be able to watch these games.
You don't know the third string tight ends and running backs on these teams, like someone with 3,000 fantasy teams.
I mean, look at the names tonight. I don't even know the Saint names past Bub Means at receiver. I really don't.
Bub Means.
There's a guy, remember the game against Kansas City? The Monday night game New Orleans just played against Kansas City like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Where Carr got hurt?
Right.
He threw a deep pass. Maybe this is the play he gets hurt on. Like the desperation late in the game, and it's there to a guy I had never heard of before. He threw the ball to him a few times in this game. It's not his name because I know this is someone else, and I'm going to go look right now, but his name is something like Miles Gaskin. It's not Miles Gaskin.
There's a Cedric Wilson.
No.
Junior. There's a Equanimeous St. Brown.
Does this guy I'm thinking of not even have a catch?
Mason Tipton. I'm looking
Tipton.
I'm looking at their depth chart.
5'6".
Okay. Yeah.
Mason. All right. Bub Means, Mason Tipton.
Yep.
Juwan Johnson. Okay. Foster Moreau. Okay. Kamara. Jamal Williams, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Taysom Hill was doubtful. I don't know if he's in. You know that name. But the Saint received no Olave, no Shahid. Shahid's out for the year. Olave's on his fourth concussion. Carr is probably, he was doubtful too. I don't know if that's official, but he's probably not playing. So get to know. It's reminiscent of when the Bills went there on Thanksgiving and they started Trevor Siemian. when Peyton was still the Saints coach, and they were just like down everybody, and that's what we got again with New Orleans. So anyway, at least Denver is a team where we're very familiar with their skill position players, or are we? Is it Devon Vealey? Is he the guy now we want to care about with Denver?
I don't know.
Cortland Sutton.
I know Cortland Sutton. I know Javonte Williams doesn't have a touchdown yet.
Devon Vealey, if that's how you even say it. V-E-L-E.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Lil Jordan Humphrey.
Lil Jordan.
So Peyton.
Go get him, Lil.
Brings his own guys from New Orleans. That's Adam Troutman. That's Humphrey. And I think maybe McLaughlin was with the Saints for a minute. I'm not positive of that.
It's Marvin Mims season, Mike.
Marvin Mims never does anything.
Troy Franklin,
the rookie. We liked him in the draft from Oregon. And I played an underdog pick'em contest where I took him over, or higher, they call it an underdog, because there was a little bit of life there last week. And there's just like, who are these guys? It's week 7. Not every team is, you know, the best, and you know all they're all stars. But these two teams are down so bad. Javonte Williams fumbled for the second time last week. I don't know. I feel like the Broncos are always trying to replace him. He had a major knee injury 2 seasons ago, sort of thinking about Quinn a little bit, a guy that maybe is just not all the way back if he'll get there. So Audric Estime, Bulldog, there's another name for you tonight in the Denver backfield. From Notre Dame, I think. Audric Estime, man, this is... As they say, this is for the sickos tonight.
I'm combing through the practice squads of these teams to see if, like, you know, like the Bills have got, like, what's a KJ Hamler, for example, is like a recognizable name with the, like, if you're maybe they'll elevate that guy. I mean,
right.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the Saints yet, but there's David Sills is on the Bronco practice squad. Like, that's a name that I recognize.
David Sills.
At least I don't know why.
We are absolutely remembering some guys right now.
Dante Pettis is on the Saints practice squad.
That's new.
Okay.
Was David Sills here?
Maybe. I know that I knew the name. As soon as I looked, I'm like, why do I don't know why. But I asked myself, why do I know that name? So that's
Giants and Denver.
That's all I got for you. I don't know. There's a Jermaine Jackson on the Saints practice squad. Receivers, I'm talking about.
Let's see if Al is up to this.
Oh, boy.
Tonight. Or Herb Street. I mean, Herb Street at least knows these guys from college. But even some of these players were like not. This is a tough one tonight. This is a tough game to broadcast.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Just keep talking about Sean Payton all night. That won't be insufferable.
No, not at all.
I might want to skip this one. It's my son's birthday. Maybe I can just skip a Thursday night football game between the Broncos and the Saints. What do you think? You think I can do that?
I mean, your son's birthday, they got to get up for school in the morning. They're going to be in bed by 10 at the latest.
if they're listening right now.
Birthday.
Bulldog says you're in bed by 10.
I'm just saying, birthday. You'll get to the game. You'll get to the second half of this
game. I know.
You're a junkie
I'm not
for it.
Proud.
You can't be helped.
I will. Definitely get to this game.
Who am I talking? I'll get there after the hockey game. I've said all weekly. It better be good by the time the Sabres game ends. It's not going to keep me. I'll move on to Mets and Dodgers.
Denver at New Orleans, 8:15. Sabres and Blue Jackets pregame in about 15 minutes with Paul Hamilton joining us from Columbus. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.